بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اذا شعر بلغ الشيخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دورہ شیخ لارو بلا جمد شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ. ٹائٹل از سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو. جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو, جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو, جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو. نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو, تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو, تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن, بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن, سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو. سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں, مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو. مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. قفس کی تیلیاں رنگی دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی, قفس کی تیلیاں رنگی دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی, کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو. کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. میری سہارا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی, بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہ و فغاں مجھ کو. بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہ و فغاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. کہاں تک ضبط غم او دوست تو راہ محبت میں, کہاں تک ضبط تے غم ہو دوست تو راہ محبت میں سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان دلفشاں مجھ کو زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان دلفشاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد. حضرت سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستہ مجھ کو. The stories of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment is giving me lesson, giving me encouragement so I can also become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they sacrifice their life, I can also sacrifice my life to read the stories of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Anbiya alayhimu salam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the books of the awliya Allah that helps a person, it keeps a person firm. And the best is the sohbat of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we cannot remain in their sohbat all the time. So besides this, to read the kitabs of the Ahlullah, most likely Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said that these are the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep a person's heart very, very steadfast and firm. And you will read their life stories because it encourages a person also to remain firm on the path. And on the other hand, if a person is reading novels, storybooks, fairy tales, and this turns a person's attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it diverts a person's attention. And many of these books have very, very evil harms in there. They cause great, great harm to a person's ruhaniyat, spirituality. There's a famous book, Harry Potter, that's famous many years ago. So one alim in Pakistan mentioned that on this kitab, they actually jadu was put on this book. And they were used to only give it out at 12 o'clock at night when they started giving out these books. So whoever reads it gets very affected by it. Affects a person's iman, a person gets bad dreams at night. So all of these novels in these books are very, very harmful. And the books of the awliya Allah are filled with nur and light. So a person gets closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, Jaha dekar mila hai dil mein, wo jaane jaha mujhko. I gave my life and I gave this world, and in my heart I attained the creator of the world. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I gave something small, inferior. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina amwalahum wa anfusahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Something very, very inferior we are giving, and we are getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. I sacrificed my desires, and because of that I made a lot of sacrifices of my desires. I broke my desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by this I attained the sultan, the king of both the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person to get something in this world which is inferior, useless, small, how much of effort a person doesn't do to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can't a person sacrifice his desires and get the closeness of Allah ta'ala? Allah give myself firstly tawfiq. نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہا مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیا مجھ کو. That when I look at the زخم, the wound of my heart, the deep wound in my heart, then this pain in my heart of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sacrifices which I made, it forces me now to come and speak about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sacrifices which I made so other people can take benefit, other people can take lesson, and they can also sacrifice their lives and get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن. See my friends, to mention what is the pain of the heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in the depth of a person's heart, It's not something which is actually on the words of a person. To mention this is not very, very easy. However, remember that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their stories, every moment it is giving me lesson also, that how can I get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for my friends, I am mentioning these incidents, these waqiyat, so they will get courage also, and they will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana ishki ta'athir ahle dil se suntahu. I hear from the effect of the ahle dil, when the people of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they speak with the zaban of ishq, with the tongue of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only flowery bayan, but they are speaking with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I can feel the effect of it in my heart also. When they are speaking, it's completely different. See, and he says together with that, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is without any love, also, without any tongue, sitting in the sohbat in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're not speaking also. One is when they are speaking, it has a great effect on my heart. But even when they are not speaking, this mesmerizes me, it enchants me, it takes me away. Sahar, jadu, it makes a person infatuated with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affects me very, very greatly. So this love of Allah ta'ala, which has got no tongue, it affects me very, very greatly, sitting in the sohbat of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says all the beautiful things of this world, kafas, we are living in a cage, dunya sijnul mu'min. This world is a present for the believers. So all of these things, the beautiful, beautiful colors and the beautiful attractions of this world cannot affect me, cannot give me dhoka and deception. Because at every moment, muttarib rakti hai yaad gulista mujhko. The thought of the real paradise, the real garden, life of akhirat, this keeps my heart all the time bechain, worried. How can I reach akhirat? How can I reach this? And I do not become affected by the things of this world. In the dunya khulwatun khaziratun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this world outwardly is very, very beautiful, very, very green and luscious. But what happens if something green? Eventually it rots, becomes destroyed. So I don't get affected by this. But this is not for every single person, because we haven't reached that level still, so we get affected by the things of this dunya. But the more we stay in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, reality comes into a person. And then eventually he starts seeing the reality of dunya and what is the reality of akhirat. It opens up to a person. The yaqeen of a person increases. And then the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they don't have to hate dunya. Automatically the love of dunya comes out of the heart. The love of akhirat comes into a person's heart. When the nur of iman and Islam has entered a person's heart, then love of akhirat automatically comes in there. And a person's heart turns away from dunya, from something which is temporary. Meri saharai nawardi aur meri chaake damani bahut majboor karti hai meri aao fawa mujhko. Hazrat is saying, when I go out in a desert, and Hazrat used to go out sometimes for a few days, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going out in the desert. And normally when a person is in love, sometimes he tears open his clothing, he doesn't worry about his buttons are open, they are closed. So he says, my buttons which are all open up, this, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making me like this here. It's forcing me to go out in the jungle, it's forcing me not to be worried about my clothes and my outward appearance, but because I'm thinking all the time about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means a person doesn't worry now about the small, small things of this world. He wants to build up his connection all the time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh my friends, till when in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will I be able to control this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So now I'm speaking to you, my friends, that exactly what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't control it anymore. It is so much in me. As our Buzruf mentioned, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in a person's heart slowly, slowly, as a person makes zikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif. But a certain time comes when it overfills in the heart of a person, and then it automatically spills out. Then from the heart of that buzruq, the wali of Allah, from his eyes, from his tongue, from his ears, from every part of his body, he makes salam to somebody, that person will get hidayat. He will speak some words, people will get hidayat by means of this. When the love of Allah Ta'ala overflows from a person. So Hazrat says, oh my friends, in the part of love, how much am I able to control myself? I cannot control myself. I'm speaking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to my friends. Mila karti hai nisbat ahle nisbat hi se ay akhtar. Then Hazrat says that, oh my friends, if you want to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can only attain it from those people who have got the nisbat in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they became sahaba because of suhbat, because of staying in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabi'in became tabi'in, not because of the knowledge which they had, or because of the mujahada and sacrifice which they may had, but because he spent 1 second or so in the company of a sahabi, he became a tabi'i. Tabi'i became because he spent one little bit of time in the company of a tabi'i. That is why they were got high, the highest of levels, because of the suhbat and companionship. So Hazrat says, if you want to get that nisbat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can only attain it from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they will come, and it is from their tongue also, I am attaining all these wonderful, wonderful pearls which is coming into my heart and affecting a person's heart. So we should try to always sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our hearts. And yesterday we were reading one nasihat, Wazmuna Shah Hakim Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said that there are adab and etiquette when sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, one etiquette to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person must go with the right jazba, desire, intentions, not with the wrong intention. And he says, before going there, cleanse a person's heart. So he said, make tawbah and istighfar before sitting in the company. He says, when a person does this, he says, if you are wearing glasses, then sometimes if there's a lot of dust on your glasses, you cannot see properly. So a person will take a cloth and he cleans out the glass properly. So when he cleans it out, now he's able to see something very, very beautifully. He says, similarly, our heart is full of dust. It's got a lot of the effects of dunya, etc. You see, before coming in the company of the Ahlullah, friends of Allah Ta'ala, make istighfar, tawbah. So by means of this, the heart will become cleansed. And then when we sit in the company of the Ahlullah, then the eyes of the heart will be able to get benefit from the heart of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself first and all of us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few points that we learned and we share with our brothers, inshallah, everyone will benefit from it tremendously. We have heard many times, and particularly from Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, that all ibadat starts first with riyah, with shock. And then it becomes adat, it becomes a habit. And after that, ikhlas comes in a person. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains it very beautifully, practically, and may Allah make it to come practically into our lives. He says, like namaz, for example. A child, by the age of 7, you should command him to start making namaz. A child at that age is playful, so he'll make namaz now, but for sure. Because if you are on him, then he'll make namaz. If he sees you are not watching him, perhaps without wuzu also he'll make namaz. Perhaps he'll dodge a few rakats, or he will dodge the namaz also. But now it is just that he's doing it to show his parents that I'm making namaz. By the age of 10, now you must hit him if he doesn't make namaz. Now he'll do it now as a habit, because he's going to get hiding. But by the time, if this is done, by the time he becomes matured, then ikhlas will come. And a person, may Allah bless us, that child who by the time he becomes matured, at the age of 14 and a half, 15, he has become matured now, and he starts making his namaz. By the time he's 20, 25, what won't his namaz be? By the time he's 50, what quality won't his namaz be? So if we bring up our children like that, if we miss the opportunity, at least now, imagine that we are small, start off, and we at least start making our namaz, do it even for show, but make our namaz. Then do it as a habit, and then work towards it quickly, that reality comes into our namaz. And namaz is that great thing which opens the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, which opens the help of Allah Ta'ala, when we get the reality of namaz. So we should at least our children, those of us who are grandparents, our grandchildren, tell our children, make your children like this. And this is the teaching of the hadith, that this is the way to bring up children. That by the age of 7, start letting them make namaz. Do we know they are playful? They're not going to make their namaz properly, without wuzu also, everything. It will carry on. And then by the age of 10, not a heavy hiding, a slight spanking. We don't want a problem. But now, then it will. They will do it now, and it will become a habit for them because they know they're going to get hiding. But if we follow this tartib of the hadith, then inshallah, by the time they become baligh, reality and ikhlas will come in that namaz. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that reality. Another very important point also, that we know the problems everywhere. Individuals have got problems. Families have got problems, communities, the whole world, there are problems. And the real solution is deen. There is no other way. And many of us, this doesn't appeal to us if we give deen. And this is nothing new also. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what character, what truthfulness, what honesty, that his enemies called him Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. What great qualities Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. But when the solution to the problems of the people of Makkah, the people of the world, Allah gave it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and now commanded him, Anzir ashiratakal aqrabin, warn your close family people. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam consequently gathered the people of Makkah, and then when he gathered them, he arranged food also for them, and he gave them the message, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. But la ilaha illallah, you will become successful. So, but they say, Alihada jama'atana, for this you gathered us. What is this? And if we think of it, today aren't we in the same boat? If we tell people our solution is in la ilaha illallah, it doesn't make sense. See, what you're talking, you've told heavy bayan going to take place, the solution to all our problems. And this bayan here, this, what is this? But if you give some political solution, some economical solution, some other solution, then that makes sense to the people. But this is the solution. And also we see Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he became paralyzed in his old age, he traveled the world in that condition, and Hazrat said, for only one purpose, that is to make the gatherings of Zikr alive. Hazrat, who was the patron of Tabligh Jamaat, was the uncle, who was the nephew of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, this is what he says in his old age. That for this reason, so, but we don't see our success in Zikrullah. We don't see our success in Tawbah, Istighfar, in Durood Sharif. Allah has kept all our solutions in these things, but they are too simple for us. We want heavy solutions. May Allah let us understand. And we think of other people who don't understand it, perhaps we don't understand it. How much are we really pardoned? What our namazes, we have a problem. How many of us really make our salatul haja? How many of us make our salatul istikhara? Our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is that great kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And if we read it regularly, it's a solution. Even without understanding it, it's a solution to our problems. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this also. To understand this and to become paaband with our basic ma'mulat. Just the basic things, but to be regular with it. So much so, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that zikr should be made quite a bit. But even just 11 times Durood Sharif, 11 times Istighfar, 11 times third Kalima, and little bit of Quran Sharif, one ruku, it will take us very, but regularly. And Allah let us build ourselves that we do it with passion, with feeling. First, it will be also the same thing. It will be for show. It will become a habit. But may Allah bring the reality. So these basic things, Allah bring it into our hearts. They are the real solutions to all our problems. And also in the qabr, we are not going to be asked for some political solution. There, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told that this person in this qabr is being punished because he was not careful of his urine drops. So these are the basic things. Our istinja, today we speak of istinja, or you still in istinja. People have gone past the moon already. The satellites are up and they watching the whole, and you still talking about istinja here. But these are the things, they aren't going to ask that you had satellite up in the qabr. That's not going to be asked of us. You knew mathematics and you knew philosophy and all that. Basic things. مَا رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ سُنَّةٌ and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what we are going to be asked about. So if we can realize this is what is our deen. But we want to make it all big flowery things and that. And we can carry on in that way. Imagine that we are in the clouds, but it's not going to get us anywhere. One nice article that came, a person, generally, this is the way of people, that I must get my matric, I must get my university degree, I must just get that job, then I'm set in life, I'll buy my dream car, I'll buy my dream house, and then I'll get married, then we'll have our dream holidays. But look into our hearts a little bit, and think that, what's going to, does this really give us that satisfaction? that dream house, that dream car, that dream hall, does it really? Other people who have got this, look a bit, not to criticize, not to look down. Is it giving the people of the world, the WHO, World Health Organization, their statistics are the highest rate of suicide are in the Western world. The people who, so to say, have got all these things. But they are in the highest rates of suicide. And those people who are living in rural areas, even non-Muslims, their suicide is very hardly smelt. No suicides there. Even the non-Muslims who are living their simple life on the farms, etc. And if they are a Muslim, there is no question about it. So those things are not our solution. So if we look into our heart and we want that solution which Allah has given, but again which won't make sense unfortunately to us. Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. The word of Ahkamul Hakimin, the word of the creator of the mankind, the world, or the words of the creator of the heart and of conditions and controller of conditions. He says in the zikr of Allah lies our peace of mind and contentment of heart. And we see it outside us. Look inside your heart, you will see the same also. Then, very beautifully, this is summed up, that real eyes, realize. All these lies, the advertisements, travel now, pay later. Beautiful ship on the cruising away, you on that holiday, oh what a nice holiday. Or you flying a picture of an aeroplane and you are flying there, or some beautiful gardens and all this. Real eyes, if you see in your heart, see outside, will realize the real life. These are just lies totally. May Allah give us this reality, that we understand this and we bring this through, that we follow deen. And deen, one of the principles of Darul Uloom Jioban, right at the beginning, Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Shah Rafiuddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he went to Hyderabad, which was very advanced compared to other places in India. Hyderabad, Dakkan, the Hyderabad which is in India. The Nawab there, like the king, he said that your students who have graduated at Darul Uloom and have come here, you can't get the match like them. Their honesty, their hard work, their loyalty, their faithfulness, what and what. Only one thing, if they had English, they should have top position. So he made sense to him. He came back and he wanted to introduce English. English in our time now, mundane subjects, dunya subjects. All like mathematics, philosophy, or chemistry, science, all this year. So Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was on the Shura, on the board of advisors of Darul Uloom Deoband. He said, we knew you are a simple-minded person, but we didn't expect you to be so simple. He says, our object of establishing Darul Uloom Deoband is simply to produce those ulama who will teach people the rudiments, the basics of deen. That is what we need. We don't need all these big things. Leave that to somebody else. And a beautiful example ulama give, if you go to a chemist and you go and ask them there for ball bearings of your car, they say you either go to Med Hospital or what's wrong with you, you just. So at our Darul Uloom, people want, they say you must teach them this also and teach that also, this also they must be competent with, they must be able to do this also. Yeah, this is a shop that is selling the basics of deen. And if you want the other thing, go to the other shop. Yeah, the basics of deen are being sold here. Yeah. So this is Allah make that we can understand this. Whether this is in the Khanqa, whether it's in the Darul Uloom, whether it is in Tabligh Jamaat, people are sick, only 6 points. All the time 6 points. But that is where our whole success lies. We don't see that. Our iman, our namaz, our ilm, our zikr, the basics at least. Those are the things that we have to get. But we want big things. And all the time only the same kitab being read. Fazail-e-Amal. Bring some new kitab. The same Quran is going to be read every Ramzan. And mashallah, those people whom Allah give tawfiq to read 30 times, 60 times, the same kitab. They don't say we want another kitab. then it is, what a pleasure that I made 2 khatams, I made 10 khatams, I made 5 khatams. What a pleasure. So this is what Allah Ta'ala, may Allah grant us, this comes into our lives, inshallah, that we realize this, inshallah. One, but we will read here, yeah, this person writes to Hazrat, he says, Hazrat, ek safar se wapas aane ke baad ab tak aapki ziyarat na ho saki aur na hi abhi tak aapke is peer wale bayan mein shirkat ho saki. So I went out on a journey, and this usually happens when a person goes on safar, all his mamulats get a bit upset. And since I'm back, I haven't been able to meet you nor attend any of your majlises which are taking place. Deel ke kuch ajeeb halat hai, and this has made me now very, my heart, it has upset me that I haven't been there. Shaitan ne phir se us ladki ki taraf se waswase dalne shuru kar diye hai. And he says that we read it previously, he was thinking of marrying a girl, and just thinking about that girl, he says, now again those thoughts are coming back to me. That was the question, but the answer is very important. May Allah make it, we all take the lesson in this answer. Ye majlis mein shareek na hone ka wabal hai. That these thoughts are coming back to you is because you're not attending majlis. Because of that, you're having these problems. So may Allah make us, we might think it very superficial that we just go majlis, we are getting something, and this helps us. Ye majalis ruh ki ghiza hai. Jab ghiza na doge, to jo hal ho jaye kam hai. He says these majalis are the food, spiritual food for you. And if you don't give your body food, then whatever, how bad your condition becomes, it will be worse than that also. No matter how bad it becomes, it's even worse than that. So the spiritual food, and this is when we attend the majalis, we are reminded. The bliss, but is, we are reminded. And also, if we carry on with our daily, we complete our wazifas, our zikr, we do our tilawat of Quran, our 5 times namaz in the first place. And how much we try and do our namaz properly. 4 sunnats of Zohar, some of us are completely in the habit, we make it after the first. We just manage to make it for the jamaat, or perhaps just for the last rakat. Then we're reading our sunnats, no, on its place. At least the 4 sunnats of Asar, which are not mu'akkada, but they are so stressed and so important. That also Allah give us tawfiq. All the other namazes also. So these are the things that will keep us going and kept the ummah going. But when we turned our direction from there to other material things, and we didn't pay attention, and now in our homes we know what the environment is. Generally in our homes, good homes also, TV is there, other things are there. And now the worst is the cell phone. Everyone is so busy on the cell phone. Mere ghar wale mera nikah karne ke liye tayyar hai. Lekin us ladki ne iqrar ke baad inkar kar diya hai. He says, my family, my house people, they are prepared to get me married, and to that girl which I want to marry, and she agreed also to marry. But after that she refused again. She said, no, she doesn't want to get married. Main usse aakhiri dafa baat karna chahta hoon. I want to speak to her personally, myself, one last time. Ke main usse nikah karna chahta hoon. And I just want to tell her that I want to marry you. To koi ilaj marhamat farmaya, he says, oh, give me some solution. And this is, say how Hazrat gives the answer. First Hazrat says, inkar ke baad bhi tawakku hai. After she has refused, you still got hope, and you still want to marry a lifelong thing. You want to build it on a foundation that is so unstable. And she's not happy, she's happy, she's not happy. You want to build your lifelong life on that foundation. Barahe raas baat na kare. Hazrat says, you don't speak to her at all. And this is a very important, this is all shaitan and nafs tricks. Kisi ke zariye baat karke dil ko farigh kare. Let somebody else speak and you'll have contentment. Would you not let your mother go and ask your sister, let she go and ask anyone else. Aur agar inkar ho to kisi dusre rishte ka rishta ki talash kare. And if she refuses, then you just go and look for somebody else. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali so has written that people who, after the wife passes away, oh, Allah forbid, divorce takes place, then don't stay long, no matter how good that woman was. You can't get somebody like that. She has passed away. Don't worry. You marry somebody else. And this will help you, and your life will carry on. So, yeah, also Hazrat explained how important this is, that don't just live in this fantasy world of yours and dreaming about it. Come down to reality and carry on with life. Allah Ta'ala make us that we get these solutions and we take these lessons, inshallah. Yeah, Hazrat has also one very interesting letter and the answer. حضرت آج کل میں ایک سخت مرض میں مبتلا ہو گیا ہوں وہ یہ کہ اپنی بی بی سے زیادہ محبت ہو گئی ہے. Similar to what we read last week, that he says, I've got involved in a very terrible spiritual disease. And that is his writing, that I love my wife very, very much. جس کی وجہ سے معاملات میں حرج واقع ہوتا ہے. Because of which I can't complete my ma'amulat also. I want to sit with her, talk with her all the time. Jiska ilaj zaruri malum hota hai, and I feel I have to treat it because my ma'amulat are important. Aur ye ki is mohabbat ko mail ila Allah kar diya jaye, and that love that I have for my wife or my sheikh, guide me so I can turn it to Allah Ta'ala. That love must go to Allah Ta'ala. Ma'amulat ko girte parte kisi tarah ada kiye jata hoon. He says, just somehow or the other, yeah, there, just by hook and crook, I manage to do some of my ma'amulat. Or kabhi naga bhi ho jata. And sometimes I completely leave them out, all in the love of the wife. Jiski wajah wahi muhabbat hai. Magar wo baat nahi jo Hazrat ki khidmat mein thi. And he says, it isn't when I'm by you, then my thoughts are fully with Allah. I enjoy making my zikr. I complete all my zikr. I make sure, etc. Allah Ta'ala phir bahut jald Hazrat ki qadam boosi karwaye. Amin. And he says, may Allah bring the day soon that I can sit in your company and benefit and get this enjoyment again. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, Bibi se kha kitni hi muhabbat ho jaye, mazmoom wo muzir nahi. No matter how much you love your life, wife, it isn't harmful. There is nothing wrong with it whatsoever. In fact, we read last week that that is a sign of the taqwa of a person. The more he loves his wife, the more taqwa he has got. The more taqwa he has got, the more he will love his wife. Ha, wo muhabbat deen wa amal deen se mani na hona chahe. Yes, only so much that love must not be so much that the matters of deen must not be affected. And to that level, faraz not at all. Sunnat muakkada, wajib according to that, and after that, nafil, etc., according to that level. But it shouldn't affect that. So, ye amar ikhtiyari aur mutalliq himmat ke hai. And these matters that you complete, you go for your jamaat namaz, fajr time, so much love of the wife, now you're just in the bed and you're making your namaz at home. No, it mustn't be that. And this is, you've got a choice. You can do that, go and fulfill. And what great rewards. Allah sees this person in his halal love. And he sacrificed that for my love, you're still going for your jamaat namaz, etc. And it has to do with the himmat, the courage that a person has. اور حضور و غیبت کا تفاوت امر طبعی ہے. And to be present by your sheikh and to be absent from him, and the condition which comes when you are with your sheikh, when you are in a dini mahal, you go to a ijtima, you go to a islahi jalsa, wonderful environment, you go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, there it's natural, it's tabi'i, amr tabi'i, that you will affect. And when you're not there, it's also natural, you're going to have a different condition. Like then, Hazrat writes here, in fact, kya Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka shubha aur Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka jawab aapko maalum nahi? Don't you know the doubt Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had? And he expressed it that when we're in your company, we are completely different. When we go home with our family, we are in a complete different mood again. Aap baati dua khair karta hoon. Besides that, Hazrat says, I make dua for you. So, May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this, and a person, and it must not happen, may Allah save us, that a person, his heart is not at all with his wife, but with other woman, then he's very happy, and he's talking, you go to your office, you go to shop, you go to town, with others you are happy, and with your wife you just don't enjoy at all, you just want to be away from her, that's not a good sign at all. And a person who gets enjoyment with his wife, halal wife which Allah Ta'ala has given, very, very fortunate is that person. And that, in fact, just today, Dr. Abdul Razak Saab, who is the principal of Binnori Town, Karachi, he was here with us, he explained that a person was being interviewed. It was a lady in the UK, a journalist, and she interviewed this person who was in Jamaat Tabligh work. For about 2 hours she interviewed him. After that she said, I want to accept Islam. So he got a shock also, he asked why. He said, 2 hours I'm interviewing you. Not one moment you lifted your eyes to look at me. So if this is how Islam is, and you're so like loyal, if he's a married man to your wife, you are so loyal. There was a similar case, I don't remember it properly, but in America where a person got into a lift, also a Jamaat brother, and there was a lady, how they dressed there, and the two alone in the lift. But he just kept his eyes completely. Afterwards, she asked him his phone number. He gave his wife's phone number. And after some time, she phoned, and she wanted to accept Islam. That is, this is, may Allah bring that Islam into us. Islam which is that real Islam, not the Kitab Islam only, not only the Bayan Islam, but Allah bring that real Islam, who Allah bless us all with that. This is really where Islam, and this also, and then our akhlaq, where we show akhlaq, this really wins over people. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, also Hazrat explains very important point of the story or that incident of that person, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, and when he ate that one, that bitter fruit from his Mohsin, that rich man, the king, that used to give him everything and respected and honor him, but on one time he didn't taste it, never used to taste, he used to give the best to Hazrat Luqman, but this time it happened to be a very, very bitter fruit. From there, the various lessons that we have read further, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Thanvi Qaddis Tasdeeqahul Aziz ka irshad hai ke gunahgar aur nafarman par bhi takleef aur balai aati hai. That Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that a person who is disobedient to Allah is a sinful person, on him also difficulties and hardships come on him. Aur nekokar aur farma bardar par bhi aati hai. And those who are righteous and pious, who are genuinely true servants of Allah, on them also difficulties and hardships come. This is dunya. This will happen to everyone. Phir dono mein farak kaise ho? How will you know the difference between the two? Ke ye bala aur takleef shamat amal hai ya zariya qurb ilahi hai? That this difficulty which has come, you are in a sickness, you met up with an accident, you got financial problems, people did you down, or your family, you have got problems with the children, with anyone. Now how will you know whether this is a punishment for your sins, because the wrong that you have done, or whether it is that Allah wants you to come closer to Him. And He gives you this difficulty so that you can come closer to Him. To iske pehchan ye hai. Hazrat says there, how to understand it is this, ke jis musibat wa kulfat mein ittiba'i sunnat naseeb rahe. If you have some difficulty and you are still pabind on shariat, your namazes you are still carrying on, your tilawat, whatever you have to do, your sunnat, lifestyle, everything, you are still carrying on. Aur qalb mein haq ta'ala shanu ke saath muhabbat wa uns, aur rida ka ta'alluq aur rabita mehsoos ho. And in your heart you also find that the love of Allah, in spite of that difficulty, you are not angry with Allah. Why you send this difficulty to me? Why it has come to me? But you've got a relationship, nisbat, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala in that also. Or rida, and you are happy also. Allah, you send this for me, just like Luqman alayhi salam, that bitter fruit came. He accepted it also, like that you accept it. تعلق اور رابطہ محسوس ہو. If you feel this, تو سمجھنا چاہیے کہ یہ تکلیف ذریعہ قرب الہی ہے. then we should understand this is the means of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. And also, we should always be making dua to Allah that, oh Allah, I don't know. My namaz, am I coming closer to you by my namaz? Or am I going further? What kind of namaz I made? Everything of ours. And we should read the sunnah dua, walakal utba hatta tarda. Oh Allah, we'll keep on begging you and pleading with you till you become pleased with us. We don't know for sure. It's only when we go in the qabr, akhirah, then we'll know our tilawat, our teaching, our everything we were doing, whether it was taking us closer to Allah, or unfortunately it was taking us further from Allah Ta'ala. To samjha ki ye takleef zariya qurb e ilahi aur jis takleef se dil mein zulmat wa wahshat aur haq taala se doori mehsoos ho. And if a person is in some problem, some difficulty, and because of that now he finds darkness in his heart, wahshat and bechaini, he's not happy, he's parishan now, aur haq taala se doori mehsoos ho, and he feels that I'm far from Allah now, or tawfiq inabat wa giriya wa zari na ataho, and now he's not turning to Allah, he's not making his namazes, not his tilawat, he's not anymore doing all that, not crying to Allah Ta'ala, not making tawbah, istighfar. To samajhna chahiye ki ye shamat amal bad ke sabab hai. This is the effects of our bad deeds. It's like not really a punishment still, a warning from Allah Ta'ala. Come back, return now, come back to Allah Ta'ala. And just say how our buzurgs, they don't write off that person also. Though he has done bad, and these conditions are now, he's finding darkness in his heart, not getting enjoyment in his ibadat, he doesn't want to make ibadat. If he is doing some, he's doing it just by forcing himself. To us waqt istighfar ki kasrat karni chahiye. At that time a person should increase his istighfar. Surah Nuh mein istighfar ki barkat mazkoor hai. In Surah Nuh and other places also, Allah has explained the great benefits of istighfar. Haq Ta'ala barish ata farmate hai. When a person turns to me and making tawbah in istighfar, Allah Ta'ala sends down rains. Or baghat ata farmate hai. And Allah gives you beautiful gardens, your farms, your crops, everything will start growing well again. Aulad mein barkat hoti hai. And in your children also, you will have, there will be barkat in the children also. So all that is on tawbah istighfar. But today we will go to some psychiatrist and he will put us on something else again, or we go to some counselors, and many unfortunate what cases we hear, Allah knows best. The counselors, marriage counselors, just tell the woman, get out of the marriage, this is not for you. So from the frying pan into the fire. It might appear rosy and nice to be out of the marriage, I got my freedom, but in front is great, great problems. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the prescriptions which the Quran Sharif has given. Who will prescribe that you have got this problem? Make istighfar. And if somebody prescribes it also, who will accept it also? And free of charge this prescription will go. You must make istighfar. Yes, but we will be charged 2,000-3,000 rand, and you take this tablets and you do this and you do that, that will make sense to us. But the tablets of istighfar which are free of charge, and of course with it also, Durood Sharif has got fantastic, it is written that one ship, they were traveling people, and it came in a storm and it was going to sink, people were going to drown. Then one pious person, he fell like half sleepy, he fell asleep. And this is also from Allah Ta'ala. In the battle of Badr also it happened, most probably in the other battles also, where at the actual time of battle, Sahaba fell sleepy. Otherwise, how can a person feel sleepy at such a time? But this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. Then he saw Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who told him to read Durood Tunjina, which is Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Salatan Tunajina, or Tunjina, the whole Durood Sharif, 1,000 times. He said, we only read it 300 times and we were saved. And it appears also that this 300, they might have been 300 passengers. All read it one time, so it's 300. Just once they read it each, they came to 300 and Allah Ta'ala saved them. So this is all these things. But these things unfortunately don't make sense to us. Other things all make. It doesn't mean that we don't do other treatment and that, but our trust must be, and don't give up this. This is the main treatment. And there were those buzurgs who had reached that level for every problem, only this treatment. Giving out sadqa, they would find out how much it will cost, this operation, how much it will cost. So much they will give in sadqa. And abad, they get shifa after that. Our old people who at the beginning who came to the country when they would order their goods from England for their shops and that, and that time insurance on that was optional. How much that insurance would be coming out, so much they would feed the poor. And abad, their goods came always safe. And when barakat it came. Allah give us the reality of all these things, inshallah.